what you hear is what you get. Listeners to the Good Day Program report higher IQs and better dates. Did you know that? If you listen to the Good Day Program and you're single, it automatically entitles you to a better date because you're more intelligent, more articulate. Yeah, you could use a little... Jennifer Horn and Heather Bachman here with me on the Good Day Program. Richie is off for a couple of weeks in Columbia. Roberta, is she back next week? What's the story with her?
I think she's back next week.
I only know who's here when I go on the air and I listen for a voice.
Said, okay, who's here?
It's a very loose ship we have. What you hear is what you get. So how does the visualization technique work, people ask me, if, in fact, you're talking. Excuse me. I'm into pictures in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Imagery. Some call it guided imagery.
Mm-hmm.
So there are thoughts. You can imagine. Excuse me. What? Let's pick something. Let's pick an object. Let's think about something that has been in the
a
news.
A wallet.
Well, okay. How about a wallet full of money?
Okay. Yes.
Want to visualize that?
Yes.
That's a way. Okay. Now visualize your wallet full of money.
I see a brown leather man's wallet full of money.
Really?
Mine
yes.
Gold.
Mine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Not full of money, but it's my brown wallet. Yeah. What about you, Jennifer? What are you visualizing?
My wallet is gold.
Is
woman's
it?
Wallet.
Yeah.
It's packed with hundies. Make it rain! Make it rain!
What's a hundy?
Hundreds. She's talking about a hundred.
What is? I don't know what that is.
$100 bill.
Oh, hundreds. Oh, I see.
And we do understand the hundreds. Concept of making it rain.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah. Not dealing with the drought.
No?
Do you know
no.
what when you say make it rain, you know what that means?
No.
When you're at a gentleman's club, shall we say, when the dollar bills start flying like this.
When you go like this.
Make it rain!
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Money everywhere. Make it rain, baby.
How do the
make
two of you know about that in
we
a
read
general
a lot.
Sense? How do you know about that?
We just read the articles.
Really?
Yeah.
So what sort of mental picture do you folks have of these two women now that I've had you go down the guided imagery path? 800-510-8255. Imagination, though, seriously, can be used to perceive your new reality if you want to change. For example, what you've been doing on weekends. You like it? This is the first day of a summer weekend. Have you enjoyed yourself thus far this summer on the weekend? If you haven't, what are you going to do this weekend to create a change?
Getting my hair cut.
Are you? How much?
A little trim. I like to keep it long, I think. But really? A little trim. Blonde up a little bit.
Blonde. But you're not a real blonde.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
What?
I've seen your roots.
That doesn't mean she's not a real blonde.
What does it mean?
You can see, my theory is if you were born a blonde,
yeah.
you're always a blonde if you choose to be.
If
your hair
that.
Gets a little darker and you need a little help later,
yeah.
that's
and
okay.
And for your information, even though my roots do look a little dark, and thank you for saying that you've noticed them, obviously I need to go get my hair done more often, but my hairstylist said that
Daddy, Dougie said my hair looked awful.
No, you didn't say it looked awful. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, but the hairstylist said even though my roots look dark, that dark shade is still considered a blonde.
Really?
Yes.
Dirty
but
blonde.
I just, I mean, I like highlight. I don't dye my hair. I just highlight my hair.
All right, so here's what I'd like you to do,
I'll
seriously.
I'll be doing that Saturday.
I would like to see all of you have in your mind what you want as yours.
No
you
roots.
Have already achieved. You have gotten what it is that you want. That's what's in your mind. Whether it's a Jeep, what kind of
I'm
Jeep?
I'm driving it in my mind right
see,
now.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
Heather's driving a new Jeep.
Yes, a new Jeep
right
she
now.
Is, and it's silver.
Okay. How about you, Jennifer? You're not driving. You got that white Lexus.
I do.
That's no big deal.
Shimmery white. Let's not
shimmery white.
Boring.
Last time I saw it, it was kind of dirty white.
That's probably because I hadn't washed it. But it's pearlescent.
Oh, really? Pearlescent.
Pearly girl. All right. I like it.
So picture yourself as having already achieved what it is that you want to look like, what it is you want to accomplish, who
what
you want
you
to be with. What am I visualizing?
What do you see happening coming?
Burning the mortgages.
Okay, a big bonfire.
Yep.
Just burn them.
Yep.
And dance around it.
Yep.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah.
So, see the sparks flying up from the flames. And
what you see is what you get. The problem with all of this is that it happens in the universe's time and not in our time.
Yep, and we want it to happen now.
We want it now. Right, exactly. We've been conditioned to having it or wanting it now. And parents, that's one of the problems. Going back to the story at DougStephan.com today about this mother who was arrested for hacking into the school computer to change the grades of her children. It's an impossible message to communicate. It is so blatantly corrosive.
You know what I'm really curious about, though? From a 98 to a 99. Like, why didn't you just do 100?
Bother?
What's the point? Who cares? A 98's really good.
Why didn't you give them the 100?
Yeah.
It's beyond, but you see, this sort of indulgence is what is the problem in our country today. Indulgence. We are indulging ourselves and our children and our families and others. We got to have everything we want. We are entitled somehow to have. If somebody else earns a 90 and my son doesn't get it, he still should have a 90. Didn't earn it, but. And what do you teach your children that way? You're entitled to whatever. That's why half the country's on welfare. Because there's no real incentive for many people to do what is necessary in order for you to really succeed. And that's work at it. You don't work? I don't have to work. I don't want to do anything. It's everything's free. Yeah, everything's mm-hmm. free. Right. Okay, so how did I get off onto that?
No, we were doing NLP, right. Neuro-linguistic programming.
Okay.
Reframing.
For those of you who are just joining us in the last hour, we were talking about Dan Florek, who is the star... one of the stars of NBC's Law & Order SVU.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on that program since its inception. He played the same part as Captain, well, he was Lieutenant Cragen when he was on the other show. So you want to...
I found some scoop on it.
And it bothered me because it looked like the way the story was written that he'd been murdered.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact...
What happened was the season finale, and this was season 13, the way it ended, there had been this huge investigation going on. There was a dead teenage prostitute, and this big thing's going on between the two major escort businesses in New York City, and they had, like, all these famous people popping in and out, you know, the show during this whole investigation thing. Well, the culmination at the very end, just like a scene out of The Godfather, you have Lieutenant Cragen wake up in his bed, look at his hands dripping with blood, look over, lift the sheet, and there is a dead prostitute next to him. Dun, dun, dun.
Da-da-da.
That is the worst when that happens.
You know, hate it when that happens. Gosh.
All right. I don't want to get stuck in the past because we want to move ahead here. Last hour featured my attempt at making you a star with a sing-off contest that didn't work.
Failed miserably.
And I said it was the first annual Doug Stephan sing-off, and I got a note from Russ Snyder, who actually works for me at the radio station in Tiffin.
Mm-hmm.
And his note reads, "Hey, Mr. Teacher, I just heard you use the term first annual. You should know better than that. Mm. Bad grammar, Doug. First annual is impossible. Something has to happen twice before it becomes annual."
Tricky, tricky.
Gotcha. When I can. Well, let's see. Russ picks up his final check at noon today.
That's right. Congratulations, Russ.
Congratulations,
good
Russ.
Good for you, Russ.
Yeah.
You joined the ranks of the American unemployed.
Yeah, that's it. All right. The Carmageddon thing, Jennifer, is last year...
It was a year ago, actually.
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so there's another one. What's the story?
There's another one?
You didn't know?
No.
Seriously. No kidding.
Hold on. Let me do some research.
Now, I'm just looking at the pictures now from last year. The traffic story, which actually was kind of a success.
It was awesome. It was actually the what they're doing right now, and this is I'm imagining what the next Carmageddon will be, is the 405 freeway is a big artery that runs from the valley into Los Angeles and down to LAX and beyond.
Yeah.
And they're doing this improvement right on the Sepulveda Pass, and they've knocked down bridges, and they're trying to build a new one. And so last year at this time...
For those
time,
of you who wonder where this is, if you've ever gone up the 405 headed toward the hill, as I call it, the Getty Museum's on the left-hand side as you start going up the hill, if you want to visualize where it is. Go ahead.
So they, the city of L.A. asked people not to drive to try to find alternate routes last year in July because it was going to be awful. People were going to be stuck. I mean, it was, and everybody did. They stayed home.
Yeah.
And it was the best conditions. They finished the project in less time than it took. The freeway was open before you knew it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So
they're doing another one, I guess, on September 29th and 30th, and they're saying, but this one, Carmageddon 2, will not be as carefree as last year.
This is a 10-mile stretch of the 405 from where it meets the 10 up to the 101, which is on the other side of the hill. And it'll be closed for, let's see, from, what is it, midnight on the 29th until 5 a.m. on Monday, October 1st. And when am I going to Los Angeles? When's the... I think it's the 11th. No, I have to go to Los Angeles on the 2nd.
Now, what are you hearing about? Because I'm hearing it's September 29th and 30th.
29th, yeah, but it goes until Monday the 1st.
Oh, October 1st. You got
October
it. October
1st.
Okay.
Right.
And it says it's the same thing that they did last year. It's the same 10-mile
shutdown.
They're
finishing off what they started last year.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think it's funny that they start saying, you know, last year's was such a letdown. I mean, people were, I mean, it made national news. Carmageddon made national news.
Oh, it did.
It did. And it was nothing. And now they're saying this is going to be a big deal this year. I don't know what makes it different, but maybe because people thought it was so carefree last year, they won't heed the warnings of the city of L.A. I don't know.
Didn't the space shuttle, when they moved it out to the Science Center, or no, they haven't done that yet. That's going to be something. Isn't that about the same time? I'm thinking, yeah, they're going to have to close down the 405 to move the shuttle from X out to Exposition Park.
Hmm. And that'll be, so they will be using the same piece of the freeway then.
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's well planned because that's the first week of classes at UCLA.
That's great. Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah, good job. Another
good
great
for the
job.
Freshman.
Right. Do you think they can put the aircraft on the subway, maybe?
Not in L.A. Thanks for the idea, though. 19 after on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN, that's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option.
Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Birthday action here, Jennifer.
Let's do it.
No, this is?
No.
William Bowdler is his real name. I went to school at Heidelberg with a guy named William Bowdler from New
Jersey.
Same
guy?
He's a who, what, huh?
Same guy?
No. This is an artist known to the public as T.G. Shepherd.
Yeah.
And he's out of the country world, born in the state in 1944. Don't know much about him, but I like the way this sounds, Frank. I like this song. Crank it up, Michael. What does it sound like, though? Doesn't it sound like something else?
It's got a classic country kind of sound to it.
Yeah, there's a song that I'm hearing in it for some reason. All right, so Mr. Shepherd is 70 today. Happy birthday to Kim Carnes, who's next on our list.
Betty Davis.
Grammy Award-winning singer for this song in 1981. Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer with Kenny Rogers. What About Me? She was the writer of Flashdance. You knew that, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the one that she's best known for, singing on her own, anyway.
It's a great song.
Next up, we have to dig around into the Moody Blues. And there's nothing about this.
Your fave.
That's other than fantastic. John Lodge, born in the state in 1945, lead guitarist with the Moody Blues. Justin Hayward and he started out together, and then they formed the Moody Blues. Nights in White Satin is a song that's often thought of as the, I guess the, would we consider that to be the anthem of the Moody's? I think this is so much cooler. Crank this up, Michael, yeah? Listen to this. I can't get to Moody Blues concerts like Roberta can get to Bruce Springsteen concerts.
But you would if you could.
I am the consummate Moody Blues fan.
I never would have guessed.
Their music just speaks so many volumes to me. And this is one of those songs because there's so much music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just listen, crank it up again, Mike. It's just so much music to this. There's such variety in their music, too. That's what I like about them, much anything else. I missed them when they were here. I remember emailing Justin Hayward back and forth as to what their spring tour was like. They started early this year, for some reason. I couldn't make it. They were actually all around New England, but for some reason, they didn't hear it. Anyway, John Lodge, happy birthday to him. Next up is another well-known face and figure in music. The pop world loves Carlos Santana. This is his first big song. Mr. Santana, born this day, 1947, Grammy Award winning for this song, Evil Ways. But we've got Black Magic Woman, Oye Como Va, and he's thought of as basically pretty cool. He's always around with these musicians half his age because they all look at him like they
look at him. I loved what he did with Rob Thomas.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, that was good.
So good.
He's got what it takes. Next up is J.J. French, who's the guitarist with Twisted Sister.
Shake your hair around.
Richie would be all around this one. Evil. No. We're not going to take it. That's the name of the song. Mike McNeil, the keyboardist with Simple Minds, born this date 1958. Changeling, Premonition, The American.
Great 80s.
Loves I. That's a big 80s music. Yep, right. Chris Cornell is with Soundgarden. Born this date 1946. Grammy award-winning musician, drummer in this particular song. I think he's singing as well. 28 after on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Program. We seem to be going backwards rather than forwards, but that's okay. It's Friday, and as a result of my plea an hour ago,
I begged for it too.
Yes, you did.
Because I felt like I killed the show with my rendition of Born to Fly.
I think you cheapened the whole idea of doing this. What do we call it? Radio-key. Radio karaoke.
You got it.
Here on the Good Day program. And so, in order to give you an idea of what we wanted this to sound like, not necessarily Heather or Jennifer, who are here with me this Friday, but someone in the audience, like Chad, who lives in Lynchburg, Virginia.
I know this is going to be good.
You know it's going to be good. All right, Chad.
I can feel it, Chad.
We're all cheering for you.
Well, you know, we just want to give the girls a break and maybe the audience, too. I don't know. What do you think?
It depends on what kind of a break you're talking
about. Well, maybe, I'm not saying they couldn't sing and do radioke, but, you know, that would be fine. No, the song, and I'll preface it in the interest of full disclosure, that I'm not a professional musician at this time, but I am a qualified mental health provider and board certified as a music therapist.
Good.
Oh, so you have a, you're cheating a little, but I like it. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'm ready.
But
what are you singing first?
We're going to sing How Do I Know My Youth Is All Spent?
Who's we?
I'm hoping that you'll sing along by the end of it.
Really?
I don't know the words.
Of course you don't, but you will.
Okay.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from Lynchburg, Virginia, this is the Doug Steffen Friday Sing-Off. The last time I did this, I'm beginning to vaguely remember why we didn't do it again. And then maybe Chad's going to help me prove that point. All right, Chad's going to sing, what's the name of the song again?
How Do I Know My Youth Is All Spent?
How Do I Know? Do we need to get ready for the button here on this?
No.
Okay.
No, this is family appropriate.
How do I
Fabulous.
Know my youth is all spent? All right, go ahead. Help yourself.
Old age is golden, so I've heard said. But sometimes I wonder as I crawl into bed with my ears in a drawer, my teeth in a cup, my eyes on the table until I wake up. As sleep dims my vision, I say to myself, is there anything else I should lay on the shelf? Though nations are warring and business is vexed, think I'll stick round and see what happens next. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went. In spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been. When I was young, my slippers were red. I could kick up my heels right over my head. When I was older, my slippers were blue, but still I could dance the whole night through. Now I am old and my slippers, they're black. I huff to the store and I puff my way back. But never you laugh, I don't mind at all. I'd rather be huffing than not puff at all. Here's where you join in. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go
has got up and went.
And in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up and
has been.
This is the kicker. I get up each morning and dust off my wits. This is for you. Pick up the paper and read the obits. If I'm not there, I know I'm not dead. So I'll eat a good breakfast and go back to bed. Everybody, how do I know?
get up and go.
Has got up and went. In spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been.
Yay!
Woo! Thank you, Chad!
All right, so Chad is...
Apologies to Pete Seeger.
All right, well, here, do we have Pete Seeger's original version of this, Michael?
My youth is all spent. I get up and go, has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of places my get up has been.
See, Chad, you missed the
old age is golden,
banjo.
So
I have a banjo, but I spared it.
Thank you. All right, let's put Chad, Michael, you'll take care of Chad. He gets a swell prize. Oh, come on, keep playing. The original version. It's called Get Up and Go is the original version. This is cool.
Is there anything else I should lay on the shelf? But though nations are warring and business is vexed, I'll still stick around to see what happens next. How do I know my youth is all spent? Might get up and go, has got up and went. But in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of the places my get up has been.
Love it.
Great.
I get up each morning, dust off my wits, open the paper, read the obits. If I'm not there, I know I'm not dead, so I eat a good breakfast and go back to bed. How do I know my youth is all spent? My get up and go has got up and went, but in spite of it all, I'm able to grin and think of places my get up has been.
La la. All right, so that takes care of that.
I think Chad did a lovely rendition of it.
Yeah, that was good. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Now Jennifer has an update on our social media coverage, the trends on Twitter and Facebook. Jen?
Well, obviously what's trending right now at Yahoo is the shooting in Colorado, which is sad news, but it is the number one story up on Yahoo at the moment. We are also following at Doug Stephan, or at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We are following Roseanne Barr's appearance on The View yesterday. She wanted to know if it was time to add a third party to the ballot in November. And almost everybody that's up there, other than the ones that called her a whiner, said that they absolutely do. Adeline said, yes. Yep, sure do. William said, absolutely. And Zach said, there's already 6 or 7 on the ballot anyway. They just don't get any media attention or worthwhile funding. So you can chime in, see what you think of that. Also trending on Yahoo today, Joran Vandersloot. We haven't heard about him in a while, but he's been sentenced to 28 years for murder. So he's trending on Yahoo right now. Joran Vandersloot, the one that was... In the Natalie Holloway case. Remember her?
Oh.
And then he fled and killed somebody else.
Yeah, great. Well, he might be getting married.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. All right, that's good to report. Thank you, Jennifer. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Here's some good news for those of you who are worried about having colon cancer in your family. Research was begun a number of years ago on colon cancer tumors. And apparently researchers working around the world have found genetic vulnerabilities that could lead to new treatments. Remember Tony Snow? Died a couple of years ago. He was one of the nicest men I ever met. He was a radio guy. He actually was press secretary to George Bush for a couple of years. And then he had a talk radio program for a couple of years. But he was on, I think his claim to fame originally was when he was on Fox as one of their, he was an anchor. I'm trying to remember vaguely. But I know when I met him, he was a very hale, healthy fellow. But his father had died at a young age of Colin, good day, there I am.
Colin cancer.
Colon cancer. And he had been worried about that and had checkups frequently. The checkups don't do anything except alert you. They don't do anything. You have treatment, and he found that he had it, and it was treated, but he kept getting worse, and he finally passed away.
In 2008.
2008 is when he died, yeah. So this new drug, or at least the idea of coming up with a new drug, which will strike these weak spots in your colon and eventually stop a cancer, is something that scientists are working on. See, I'm not much for a lot of the stuff that goes on in the government, but I am happy that this sort of thing gets attention. And because colon cancer is related to liver cancer and brain cancer and breast cancer, if you get at it, the thinking is that these types of cancers that grow and thrive in these conditions, and they're similar conditions apparently, whatever the tissue was like in the colon, similar to the tissue in the breast and the brain and the liver.
Hmm.
So these cancers can get into these tissues, and that's why it's important to...
Both my father and his father, my grandfather, died of liver cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
So... here's something, I just think that's good news. I think it's sad that we get into that circumstance. And you've heard me, I don't mean to make this simplistic, but it really is. When you think about your health and well-being, you either are or you aren't. You either have the right attitude toward taking care of yourself or you don't. My job here is to, in part, make you aware of a lot of the things that are available, the work that's being done, and perhaps I work on your attitude. Sometimes I'm a little crude when it comes to talking about people that ought to do a better job of taking care of themselves. And sometimes those are the only messages that work. Sometimes kindness sells. Sometimes being blunt sells. And those of you who are listening, you know who I'm talking about. You know that you haven't taken care of yourself. You know you're in pain. You know you want to be clear, but you aren't. So I'm going to offer a suggestion. I've done this quite a bit over the past month or so as I've connected with an outfit that has on their website, actually now my website, gooddayteam.com, you find all kinds of information about things like this, this special package of 90 essential nutrients that give you strong bones, hearty cardiovascular structure, better memory, digestive system. You need 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 60 minerals a day, plus two essential fatty acids. And they're now available in a liquid form called 90 for Life. 90 for Life. It's a healthy start pack that you can get by going to DougStephanTeam.com, or you can order by dialing 855-309-TEAM. I'm looking at the website now. There is the explanation of how the 90 essential nutrients in the Healthy Start Pack work for you. And then there's always the Joel Wallach, the doctor who's come up with a lot of these recipes, if you will, for health. There's always a daily lecture. You can listen to that. Plus, look at some of the other products that are available here. And check out the opportunities for you with DougStephanTeam.com. Order your Healthy Start Pack. Good place to get started. 90 essential nutrients for life to avoid 900 different diseases. Available at 855-309-8326 or at DougStephanTeam.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Looking at a picture at the From Today Show section at DougSteffen.com of a really ugly woman.
Aw. I beg your pardon.
I know what she looks like because I'm looking at her mugshot. And if you don't like your mugshot, apparently this woman has discovered a surefire way to get it done over again. Her name is Toyana Fowler. She was so upset when she saw her mugshot in a local newspaper, she dialed 911 to report her displeasure. And the police said that they when you dial 911, you're automatically, the police are dispatched to whatever address comes up in the computer for 911 for this. So they went to her house.
Did they do a retake or?
Well, she was arrested again
for
calling 911. Apparently. Apparently the conversation on 911 was so obscene that the operators missed. And she went on for so long, the operators didn't answer a call for a real crime. So she was arrested, charged with unlawful use of the emergency service, and given a new mugshot. So you can see the new mugshot at DougSteffen.com. Apparently, she has a problem with alcohol?
No.
I know. It's hard to believe that.
It's hard to believe. You're right.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's the sad story of people that... is there a joke about Georgia here? You lived in Georgia. This woman's from Georgia. Is there something about Georgia?
I could make many jokes about Georgia, but there's also some lovely, lovely people and places in Georgia, so I'll leave it alone.
Lovely people and places. Okay. So here's the latest news from WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks.
We like WikiLeaks. Here's what I don't get, nor do I understand, nor do I like. I'd forgotten that Visa and MasterCard have prohibited people who have their cards from using their cards to donate to WikiLeaks. Isn't there something wrong with that inherently?
Yeah, you can't tell me what to do.
MasterCard and Visa say yes, they can. Yeah. And so they're running out of money unless they get donations in some other way. This is a very important service for our country, I believe. We're keeping people on their toes. And boo and hiss to Visa and MasterCard for shutting off the funding potentials to WikiLeaks. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Waltz. It's all the same schmaltz with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old hat, that. You're timeless to me.
Oh, we'll brawl of you.
Fads keep a fading, Castro's invading, but Wilbur, you're timeless to me.
And really, we have doubts about this.
Hairdo, fire, mine feels like...
Bring on the massage therapist.
This can be...
Ah, yes. This is John Travolta singing with Christopher Walken from the movie Hairspray. Song is called You're Timeless to Me. Hairspray was number one movie during this week in 2007. Chuck Curry, he's our movie man, is here. What do you remember about this movie, Chucker?
I remember being tremendously entertained. I loved it from beginning to end. Actually, I think it was one of the best movie musicals I've seen since Grease in 78. It's terrific.
I thought it was good as well. Jennifer obviously teasing about Travolta's sexploits. It still is a good... Well, what difference does it make what he does in his private life? He's still a good actor. Who cares?
All he's doing is what the... I forgot the name. The original did in John Waters' film. A man played a woman.
Yeah.
In the original, so they did it again.
Yeah. All right. So there you have it.
And he's actually quite good in a lot. You know, some of those scenes, some of those musical sequences with him are quite outstanding.
I don't think you'll be in the theater with Fred Willard soon, though. Do you?
No. What happened? I read a little bit about that, but he got arrested, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He was doing a preview for his new movie, The Yank.
Good one.
Although
he denies it, which...
But that he's in The Yank?
Seeing is how he was caught.
All right. Yeah. That's, never mind. You used that line once before.
No, I didn't say it. I just said he was caught, but he's denying it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, don't get me started.
According to TMZ, anyway. He's like, it didn't happen. I wasn't even there.
Yeah, right. For those of you who don't know, he got the Pee Wee Herman Award at some L.A. porno.
That's not where you want to be.
Let's get to what
that,
we
that's
have.
Not good. That's not good for one's legacy, let's put it that way.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
all right.
Paul Robbins, he knows all too well.
Yep. Let's get to the contest for today. This was the number one movie 2 years ago during this week, so it should be fresh in a lot of people's minds. I'm not sure. I don't have an opinion about this movie one way or the other, so listen to the three audio cuts, see if you can figure out what the movie is. You'll call us at 800-510-8255 if you've never won before on Movie Moments. There's a swell prize attached to identifying this movie.
Wow, this is garbage. You actually like this?
800-510-8255.
I know. Yeah, I think I might.
Really?
I don't know.
All right. Next clue.
No annoying sounds. Right?
Does this count as annoying?
Be nice.
You got a chugger?
No, I don't.
Really?
No, I don't.
All right. So if you want to cheat, you just go back into the movie log and look what the movie was during this week in 2010, and you'll be all set. I don't mean to tell you how to win, but check it out. All right. Last clue.
Look at that fluffy unicorn. He's so fluffy, I'm going to die.
All right. Nobody's got it here? Listeners have it, working on it, 800-510-8255. You got a couple of minutes to try to figure it out while Chucker gives us some previews of the movies coming out. By the way, our poll at DougStefan.com about seeing The Dark Knight, 26% of those who responded said they wanted to wait for the Blu-ray or DVD.
I went to see it last night at midnight. Just to tell you a quick story, I've never seen anything like this. I've seen it in my local community theater, so I'm the VP on the board of directors, so I had a seat in the back, and we had about 100 people in 150 seat theater. But I went to the mall at 6:30 to walk around. They have 11 screens, and at 6:30 at night, they sold 10.5 of those screens out. They told me that was the earliest sellout that they have ever seen for a midnight show. Anyway, the movie itself, I thought the first and second one were just better. I give the first one a 9, the second one a 10. I give this a 7.5. It's well worth seeing. Christian Bale is excellent. Anne Hathaway is terrific as Catwoman. Michael Caine is terrific as Alfred. I love the ending. The first hour is terrific, but a lot of the middle is bloated. And it's also a very brutal and hardcore violent movie. It's not for children, I'll tell you that. It's not for children.
All right. That's as fair a review.
But I did like it. I absolutely liked it. It's just bloated in the middle.
All right.
Bloated in the middle. Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can find out. Chris is in Forest, Virginia. What do you think the name of the movie is, Chris?
Sounds like Despicable Me.
It is Despicable Me.
Good job.
Number one again during this week in 2010. Good job. You get the prize, sir. Thank you.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.